CKNX News, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
From the CKNX Newsroom, I'm Janice McKay. An online portal for booking appointments for COVID-19 vaccines in Ontario is set to launch March 15th. That's according to the head of the province's Immunization Task Force. However, retired General Rick Hillier says it will likely be months longer before many people are able to get a reservation. He provided an update on Ontario's rollout plan this morning at Queen's Park. The announcement comes as members of the public in both Alberta and Quebec will soon be able to start booking appointments. Hillier says the delay in launching Ontario's version is because the focus until that point will be on populations that don't require an appointment. Officials expect to begin vaccinating people 80 years and over by the third week of March. Ontario is reporting more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases as the province's testing positivity rate dropped below 3% today. Provincial health officials logged 1,054 new infections, up from 975 cases a day ago. There were 9 new fatalities, one of them in the Wellington-Dufferin-Guelph Public Health Region, where the death toll increased to 104. 11 new cases were added and 6 people are hospitalized. 5 of the new cases were in Wellington County, where there are 19 active cases and 1 hospitalization. Here on Perth Public Health, report 1 new case of COVID-19 today and 14 active cases. 2 people are in hospital. Outbreaks continue at both Seaforth Manor homes. An outbreak of COVID-19 at the St. Mary's Memorial Hospital has been declared over by Huron Perth Public Health. Here's Fiona Robertson.
The outbreak was first declared on the inpatient unit on February 2nd after 5 cases of the virus were identified. In total, 3 patients acquired the virus while in hospital, along with 4 team members. There have been no further cases, and the inpatient unit has been reopened to admissions and transfers. Andrew Williams, president and CEO, says while the outbreak is over, they can't stress enough the importance of continuing to follow public health measures, especially with the risk of new variants. For CKNX News, I'm Fiona Robertson.
Perth Wellington MPP Randy Petipis is co-hosting the first information session in a series to help farmers and agri-food operators protect workers. The province's Workplace Safety and Prevention Services is launching the virtual forums to ensure workers' health and safety and prevent COVID-19 outbreaks. They will provide guidance on the requirements, health and safety best practices to manage the risk, especially those with temporary and foreign workers. Petipis will co-host the session along with Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs Ernie Hardiman. The webinar will take place February 26 at 1:30 p.m. and you have until tomorrow at 4 p.m. to register. Some travelers arriving from outside of the country at Toronto's Pearson Airport this week are refusing to follow new COVID-19 restrictions that took effect on Monday. The Quarantine Act says passengers must take a COVID-19 test, spend 3 nights at their own expense in an isolation hotel, and produce another negative test before heading home to self-isolate. Peel Regional Police say most cases were resolved after conversations with officers, but some people refused to comply and were fined.
Good afternoon for CKNX Sports. I'm Ryan Drury. The Montreal Canadiens have fired head coach Claude Julien. The team announced today Dominique Ducharme has been named interim head coach and Alex Burrows has been added to the coaching staff. Assistant coach Kirk Muller was also relieved of his coaching duties today. The Canadiens, who lost in a shootout against the Ottawa Senators last night, are currently fourth in the North Division with a 9-5-4 record. The team is winless in their past 3 games.
In the forecast today, cloudy with flurries or rain and windy. Tonight, cloudy with the chance of flurries and breezy, low minus 5. Tomorrow, cloudy with possible flurries and breezy, temperature steady, near minus 4. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a low of minus 10. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 2. And on Saturday, periods of snow or rain and a high near 4 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcasts. Listen with your smart speaker and make CKNX News part of your routine.